Robert, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
I can recall when I was a little child learning, hearing fairy tales being read to me. Mm-hmm. And it comes to mind that most fairy tales have a woman as the heroine and focus on the female. And I'm wondering about fairy tales for men. Have you found any?
I began a few years ago doing some seminars using fairy tales, often talking about relationship. And I found that many of the fairy tales were, as you mentioned, connected with stages of female growth or maybe of the feminine inside the male also. So I began to look for stories that had something to do with male consciousness, and I found 9 or 10. And so I'll tell one of those.
I'd love it.
So this is a story from Grimm Brothers called The Gnome. We are leaving our time now. There are 7 great oceans, and also the ocean to which we're going now. There are 5 directions: east, west, north, south, and the 5th direction, which is inside of us, here in San Francisco today. Once upon a time, there was a king. The king had 3 daughters, and he loved his daughters very much. But he also had an apple tree that he loved. It had magnificent apples on it. So one day he said to his daughters, "If any of you eat an apple from this tree, you're going to end up 100 feet below the ground." So, you know, one of the daughters was a little mischievous. And she said, "Ah, Daddy didn't mean us when he said that." So she took an apple and she took a bite of it and handed it to her sisters. And instantly they were 100 feet under the ground. So, when the father got home and the daughters were gone, he felt very bad about that. And what's more, there was no trace of them. He didn't know where they were. So he waited and waited, and they didn't come. So eventually he put ads around: "Anyone who can find my daughters will get half of my kingdom, and when I die, we'll get the whole one." So, all over the country, there are young males wandering around looking for the princesses. Don't you think so? Machos wandering everywhere in the woods. So, they didn't have much luck. A couple of months passed, no one could find a trace of the princesses. And at last, they were 3 brothers, hunters. And they, too, were wandering through the woods everywhere looking for the 3 princesses. One day, they came to a house in the woods. When they walked in, the house was completely set with furniture. In fact, there was a table set with food, and the food was still warm. This is a famous scene. No one knows what it means. And they said, "You know, this would be a good place. This would be a good place to use as our base when we're looking for the daughters." So they said, "Good, we'll stay here." So they ate the food. And they said, "This will be a good place." So the next morning, they threw coins in to see who would go out. And it turns out that the eldest son got the coin to stay home, because they said, "If we leave the place, someone else might take it. So we'd better stay here." So they did. So the second brother and the third brother then went out and waited, and the oldest brother stayed home. About 11 o'clock, there was a knock at the door. Went to the door. A dwarf was there. Dwarf sat down. "Could I come in?" Said, "Yes." "Is there any food in this house?" "Why, yes. Yes, there is. There's some bread. Would you give me some?" The man tore off a piece of bread, gave it to the dwarf. I don't know how it happened, but the dwarf dropped it. And the dwarf said, "Would you pick up that bread for me?" The man leaned down to pick up the bread, and the dwarf took a huge club and beat him really.